Good morning. You know what time it is. It's time for Mornings with Ken. Now go get that cup of coffee. Go get that virtual donut. Pull up a chair. Grab a seat. Kick off those shoes. And stay a while. Because I'm really glad you're here. I don't think you can really rock in America anymore. The times have changed. I think you can kind of, you know, you can kind of pop to in America these days, but you can't really rock and roll in America these days. Hey, good morning. You are listening to Mornings with Ken, of course. And, today we're going to talk a little bit about the 80s. Yes, I know some of my friends out there really love it when I talk about the 1980s. Yes, Generation X. If you were born between 1966, I think it is, 1966, and 1981, you are part of Generation X. That's right, my generation. Talking about my generation. Yes, and today's show is a little bit different. Not necessarily going to be talking about music or of the 80s, but we're going to talk about what are some things that Generation X are responsible for. What did we create? What were we responsible for? And were our hopes and dreams dashed later in life as we became adults in the early 90s? What was America before our generation? What was it during our generation? And what happened after our generation? So you hold tight and we will be right back.
And one for you, McFly. I believe that makes four in a row. Now let me give you Nichols with a free advice, young man. This so-called Dr. Brown is dangerous. He's a real nutcase. You hang around with him, you're going to end up in big trouble.
Oh, yes, sir.
You've got a real attitude problem, McFly. You're a slacker. You remind me of your father when he went here. He was a slacker, too.
Can I go now, Mr. Strickland?
I notice your band is on the roster for the dance auditions after school today. Why even bother, McFly? You don't have a chance. You're too much like your old man. No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
That's right. According to the New York Times, from an article written by Alex Williams. From the New York Times, Alex Williams. Yes, he says Generation X, that's us guys from 1966 to 1981, were slackers. And he is a Generation Xer. Yes, Alex Williams, New York Times, says Generation X were slackers. Just like Marty McFly from the movie Back to the Future. A slacker. But really, were we a slacker? And was it our own fault? Well, let's kind of do a little history lesson. Our parents would have been either the baby boomers or the baby busters. The baby boomers were after World War II. Men came back to after the war from overseas, and there's a lot of children born to them, to the wives of the soldiers returning. So there's a big baby boom. And then those kids were, grew up, and their generation that they produced were baby busters. So a little bit after the boomers, to the tail end, they refer to them as baby busters. And that's most likely our parents. If you're my age, our parents were more of the baby busters. Although, really, my particular parents, were baby boomers. But, well, I think my dad would have been a silent generation. My mom would have been also part of the silent generation. That's technically right before the end of World War II. Before World War II. Anyway, the World War II generation are considered the best generation ever in America. They went to war. They fought a major world war. They came home. They worked hard. They were successful. And then their kids were also successful, but they were kind of the hippy-dippy kids from the 60s and into the 70s. And they still did well. They did better financially than their parents, the baby boomers. So they did very well. So that sort of, I'm going to refer to the hippie generation. They came through the 60s and 70s. But during the late 60s, they had children. And that's when our generation came in. That's right, Generation X. That's guys like me and you. And we are noted for being the first generation to do financially be worse than our parents. Our parents were financially set. They did well for themselves. But because of the economy coming out of the 70s, you had Jimmy Carter, who kind of led us in a great recession. Inflation. Ronald Reagan came in. Well, we'll talk about him a little bit later. But we, Generation X, did worse off financially than our parents. Well, but let's take a look. Let's not be too negative. Let's take a look at some of the things that we were responsible for. So, hey, I'm sorry if I'm moving around quite a bit. I am trying to eat breakfast. That's right, Mornings with Ken. Not only do I have my cup of coffee, but I have some breakfast here too. And I'm trying to do both. I'm trying to do a show. I'm trying to eat breakfast, trying to multitask. And I can't do it all, folks, man. This is getting too hard. So, excuse me. All right. So, Generation X, what are we responsible for? Well, you think we had the greatest music growing up in the 80s, but that would have been people from the 70s generation, the kids from the 70s coming into the 80s, providing great music for us. You know, we had Madonna, we had Michael Jackson, and we had Prince, and oh my gosh, we had the new wave bands from overseas in England, Flock of Seagulls, all the great new wave bands, Aha, just a lot of great mixture of music. We had a lot of great mixture of music. We had, of course, the pop music, new wave music, rock and roll music, heavy metal music, the beginning of sort of rap music. So we had a lot of good music. But what did we produce after all this great music? What did we produce? Well, depending how you look at it. See, we grew up in the 80s listening to Van Halen and all that great stuff. But then that's what we listened to in high school and all that. Then when we graduated high school, we were in our early 20s being adults. We produce rock bands. And it depends what you think of these rock bands. I don't think too much of them. But some would say the groups I'm about ready to name are pretty good. We should be proud of, but I'm not so proud of the grunge scene. That's right. We produced, us 80s kids produced the grunge scene. You know why? Because we were starting to get disappointed. Life wasn't what it was supposed to be, what our parents told us it could be, you know? a successful career, a house with 2.1 kids and a dog and a cat and a white picket fence, a great career. No, it wasn't what we expected. So we really became jaded. I would say us Generation Xers became jaded. But okay, let's look at the music we produced though, okay? We produced Nirvana. Okay, you know, we produced Nirvana. Some would say that's good. Some would say not so much. And out of that, you know, we got guys like David Grohl, who later, went with the Foo Fighters, was it? So we produced the Foo Fighters. We produced Pearl Jam, Nine Inch Nails, Soundgarden, Alice in Chains, Stone Temple Pilots, Bush, Smashing Pumpkins. You know, I mean, to me, I mean, it's kind of like garbage music. There's a few good stuff in there, but most of it was garbage music. So, us 80s guys, I don't know that we did so well with producing the next generation of music. Because I zoned out as an 80s guy. I zoned out in the early 90s. I'm like, man, give me some Def Leppard and Loverboy and David Lee Roth, Van Halen. Oh my gosh, give me some music. And yeah, I wasn't all into Creed and just depressing music and Pearl Jam, Nine Inch. I'm not into that. So, all right, that's kind of like number one, what we produced. Number two. Now this was somewhat successful. I mean, we might want to be proud of this. I mean, the World Wide Web, it exploded onto the scene. You know, early version, you know, the early version, you know, back when you tried to sign on to the World Wide Web and it went, you know, you try to turn on the web and you had to wait 15 minutes before it really kicked on. But hey, we brought that out. We brought the World Wide Web out to you. I would say for worse than, yeah, it's been beneficial, but it's been horrible too. And then, of course, well, number three, we kind of already touched on. I just wanted to mention again that Alex Williams from New York Times says, we accomplished nothing. We're the biggest slackers or losers there ever was. All right, number four. Number four. We touched on this one earlier, too. We're first generation to be worse off than their parents. Our parents lied to us. They said, if you work hard and put your mind to it, you could be anything you want to be. You could be president someday. No, you can't. No, you can't. No, you can't. You can't be president someday. That's like saying, hey, you know what? You're going to play football or basketball. Basketball is a better analogy. You're going to play basketball at your local high school team, and you're going to make it to the NBA and be a great player and make millions of dollars. No, you're not. No, you're not. There's just limited spaces for basketball players. So anyway, our generation, we didn't do so hot. Number five. We had no great cause or purpose. We had no great cause or purpose in our lives. Think about it. You know, Ronald Reagan, you know, Ronald Reagan, he saved us from the downturn in the economy left by Jimmy Carter. And I'm very thankful for that. Ronald Reagan was like that trusted grandfather you could just really look up to and know that, well, as long as Ronald Reagan's in office, he's got everything under control. But we didn't have a cause. I mean, we had, you know, AIDS came out. You know, I mean, we had a horrible disease, AIDS. And we did, different concerts and raising money for, you know, AIDS and stuff like that. Yeah, but we didn't really have a purpose. We didn't have a cause. You know, it wasn't first on our minds. So that was another negative thing about being adults after the 80s. Number six, we were materialistic. We love to buy and consume things. Yes, very materialistic. We were consumers. We bought stuff because MTV warped our minds. You know, we thought we were all going to be rock stars. You know, all we wanted was our MTV. They told us that life was going to be one big party, you know, and then we were all going to be rich and wealthy. And that was the best things to pursue in life was wealth and fame. Yeah, that's what the 80s taught us. You know, I want my MTV. and Madonna, of course, the material girl. Yeah, she taught us about materialism there, didn't she? Okay, number seven. We had no heroes, really. I would say besides Ronald Reagan, we didn't really have any great leaders besides Ronald Reagan. I mean, he was truly a great leader. But, you know, the 60s, they had the Vietnam War, and there's, you know, 60s and 70s, and it was a great, protest and everything like that. And we didn't have anything we were passionate about. Now, when I talk about the Vietnam War, that's good or bad or indifferent or a lot of different opinions on that. All I'm saying is there was a cause. We didn't really have a cause. I mean, we had, again, we had the AIDS epidemic, but, yeah, we didn't really have a great cause. Number eight, and this is kind of controversial for me. I don't know really how I feel about this, but being adults after the 80s, we're in our 20s, we're thinking about getting married, we produced Generation Z. We produced the next generation of kids, and I think that was the first generation of kids that we produced that started to become disrespectful to those in authority. Education started going downhill. Kids became more unmanageable in school. But I would say that's because, again, both parents having to work. We were selfish, probably. We were still trying to pursue that fake American dream that doesn't exist. So we produced kids that were disrespectful, ungodly. I think we started a little bit of the decline of education. But now let's just say the people in charge in the 80s of education, they did a great job, even locally. I think of the Akron Public Schools locally where I live, and they did a fantastic job. But I think after that, the school systems went downhill thanks to Generation X. Well, number nine, according to an article I read, I believe it might have been the same article from the New York Times by Alex Williams. We did bring a casual dress code to work. I'm talking jeans and a nice, just maybe a casual shirt to wear to work. You know, before that in the 80s, it was, our parents were all business, suits, ties, going to the office. Even if you go into the factory or warehouse, you had a nice uniform that everybody matched. Our generation said, we're bringing this down. We're compromising a little bit, and we're going to make workplace a little bit more casual. So Generation X gets credited for making the workplace a little bit more casual. Nowadays, it's too casual. Because I don't need a guy reaching in his pants to pull his pants up while he's flipping my burger, you know, or on his cell phone. Okay, all right. Number 10. We solve no major political or world problem. Our generation. Not our parents. Working while they were working in the 80s raising us, and we lived through the 80s and benefited from their hard work. I'm talking about after we started getting involved and were adults. We didn't really help solve any political or world problems. Yeah, we failed at that. I can't think of anything that we helped solve any major issues. You know, Ronald Reagan helped bring the wall down. He basically crushed the Soviet Union. But our generation, really, Generation X, we're in our 50s. Now we're in our 50s, and we probably just really now are firm in power. I mean, you know, we're in Congress, we're in the Senate, we're in our 50s. So somewhere in Congress and Senate, we're there. Well, you still have the people hanging on that are 80 years old and are still hanging into power. But generally speaking, there's a lot of us that are 50 in Congress and Senate. But I don't think we're accomplishing anything right now. And that could be because of the other side of the aisle. Whatever aisle you're on, I'm on this one particular side of the aisle. You may be on the other particular side of the aisle. But we're fighting against each other and we're accomplishing nothing. Except for one side of the aisle who has more control right now. They're leading us into a very dark, dark place. Very dark place. So, guys, the 80s, we tried. I mean, I guess we tried. Maybe we're still trying. We're trying to find our place in life and our values, because our values were misplaced. Our values that we were taught by the television were wrong. Yes. You know, materialism. You know, work your butt off to buy things that are meaningless, that are going to just decay and have no long-lasting value. Oh, but we got the coolest Swatch. Remember those Swatches? You know, remember when Nike shoes first came out? Ah, we got the Nike shoes. Adidas, Puma. Remember when Puma was really popular? Puma was really popular too. You know, ripped jeans. Hey, we had ripped jeans before you guys had ripped jeans. But your jeans are getting ridiculous. Because, like, your butt's hanging out and your other things are, you know, viewable to the public. So, hey, anyway, I don't know. We didn't start the fire, but maybe we'll put it out. I don't know. But I do want to thank you for joining me today on Mornings with Ken. I hope you got something out of today's show. If not, there's always another show, and maybe you can get something out of that show. All right, you guys have a great day. I love you guys. Thanks for stopping by.